Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for assembly elections continues at a fast pace in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, with multiple rallies addressed by top leaders of political parties. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi promises better income, education and health care for the people of West Bengal at a rally in Siliguri. Indian Railways approved 100 expansion projects with an investment of 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26 under PM Gati Shakti Master Plan. Condolences pour in from a wide spectrum of society on demise of legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle. US President Donald Trump orders naval blockade of Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. India's Ayush Shetty secures silver medal at Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets. Another match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Mumbai Indians underway. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kavakhali in West Bengal, Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast.
TMC ने नॉर्थ बंगाल के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को जानबूझकर पीछे रखा। आपको कनेक्टिविटी हो, इंडस्ट्री हो, टूरिज्म हो, हर सेक्टर में उपेक्षा ही मिली। केंद्र सरकार ने जो पैसा भेजा, वो भी ये सिंडिकेट वाले हड़प कर गए।
The Prime Minister alleged that TMC's emphasis on appeasement politics is clearly reflected in the annual budgetary allocations of the state government. He accused the state government of allotting 6,000 crore rupees for madrasas education development while failing to provide a budgetary allocation for North Bengal, which is the gateway to Northeast.
Madrasas ke liye kareeb 6,000 crore rupees ka budget diya, lekin इतने बड़े नॉर्थ बंगाल के डेवलपमेंट के लिए बंगाल सरकार पर्याप्त बजट नहीं देती टीएमसी सिर्फ अपने खास वोट बैंक के तुष्टीकरण में ही वो दिन रात लगी हुई है
Assuring tea garden workers, Mr. Modi promised focus on income, education and health care. He said if voted to power in the state, BJP government will prioritize the construction of hospitals, medical colleges and universities in the region. He also assured the Mathua and Namshudra communities of getting citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA once the BJP comes to power in the state. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khandagosh, Purva Bardhaman and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP Chief Nitin Nabin is campaigning for State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran at Sattur in Virudunagar district. Former MP and actor Sharad Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the roadshow at Sattur. BJP, AIADMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance Party men have joined the roadshow. On the other hand, DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin campaigned at Paramakudi this morning. He also interacted with the public. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Edappadi Assembly seat in Salem district of Tamil Nadu. The constituency has 26,375 voters. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Salem district, which was formed in 1772, is surrounded by hills and hillocks. It is a fertile region with the very old architectural marvel Meadow Dam, which brings happiness to the farmers in Kaveri Belt. The mangoes and the value-added products bring revenue to the district. Salem is also rich in minerals, and the handloom industry brings additional revenue to the Salem. Edappadi constituency was won by the AIADMK 7 times, PMK thrice, DMK twice, and Congress once. Edappadi became popular when K. Palanisamy, the son of the soil, became the chief minister after the demise of late Chief Minister Jayalalitha. Of the 7 times that AIADMK won, Edappadi Palanisamy won 5 times in assembly elections. He also served as an MP from Tiruchengode in 1998 and lost the general elections in 1999 and 2004. He was elected to the assembly from Edappadi in 1989 for the first time. C. Kasi is the DMK candidate fielded against him. A textile merchant, Kasi is contesting the assembly elections for the first time from the constituency. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed senior leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as a central observer for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Bihar. The decision was taken by the party's parliamentary board. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi tomorrow. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. Indian Railways is expanding under the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan with an investment of over 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26, covering more than 6,000 kilometers of railway network. The Minister of Railways said this expansion marks a jump of 110% compared to the last financial year. It said a total of 100 railway projects involving new lines, doubling, multi-tracking and other works have been sanctioned in 2025-26 with a strong focus on inclusive growth, national integration and the last mile connectivity. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, were, are, or will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. Condolences are poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourn the loss of celebrated singer. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has condoled the demise of legendary singer Asha Bhosle, saying she leaves behind an enduring musical legacy. From renowned music composers and singers to leading actors, several prominent personalities from across the entertainment industry paid heartfelt tribute to the veteran singer. Actor and politician Hema Malini voiced her grief, saying Asha ji made many of her songs popular with her unique voice and style. Composer Shankar Mahadevan said every Indian is heartbroken today, adding she will live forever with her incredible voice echoing across the world.
In a splendid career spanning over 8 decades, Ashatai, as she was fondly called, worked with numerous composers and carved her niche in the Hindi film industry. Remarkably, in the first decade of her career, Asha Bhosle sang more songs than any other playback singer. Renowned composer O.P. Nair is credited with giving her a big break with Tum Sa Nahi Dekha and Naya Daur in 1957. Thereafter, the duo did not look back and delivered many blockbuster songs. She also worked extensively with stalwarts including Ravi, S.T. Burman, Jaydev, Shankar Jaikishan, Idai Raja and Bappi Lahiri for both film and non-film songs. The 1970s saw her collaboration with composer R.D. Burman, also known as Pancham, marking the birth of a legendary combination. Pancham, along with Asha Bhosle, delivered some of the most iconic songs of the era. However, composer Khayyam revealed a more lyrical side of her voice. Their collaboration in Umrao Jaan earned Asha Bhosle her first National Film Award. She remained active in playback singing and later collaborated with A.R. Rahman. The duo went on to deliver several hits, including songs in Rangila and Lagan, among others. Asha Bhosle's swift and splendid transition across genre, languages and styles made her the true queen of versatility. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai today at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and more than 52 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry informed that enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. It said that more than 2,700 raids were conducted across the country. U.S. President Donald Trump today said the U.S. Navy would immediately begin a blockade to prevent ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical global energy route, after U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without an agreement. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said that he had instructed the U.S. Navy to seek and interdict every vessel in international waters that has paid a toll to Iran. He added that anyone paying an illegal toll will not have safe passage on the high seas. India's Ayush Shetty secured silver medal at the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. Ayush finished as runner-up after losing to China's Shi Yuki in the final by 8-21, 10-21. With this victory, Shi Yuki clinched the title and secured China's first men's singles gold at the continental event since 2017. While Ayush takes India's first men's singles silver at the Badminton Asia Championships in 61 years. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at the Ikhana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Chasing a target of 165 runs, Gujarat Titans overhauled the score in 18.4 overs with half centuries from Shubman Gill and Joss Butler. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 205 for 3 in 17.1 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. India concluded its campaign at the Asian Wrestling Championships with a total of 17 medals, adding 2 silver and 1 bronze on the final day in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. On the concluding day, Olympic medalist Aman Sehrawat won silver after a 13-10 loss to Kwang Myong Kim of South Korea in men's 61kg freestyle category. With this, India finished with 2 gold, 7 silver and 8 bronze medals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for assembly elections continues at a fast pace in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, with multiple rallies addressed by top leaders of political parties. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi promises better income, education and healthcare for the people of West Bengal at a rally in Siliguri. Indian Railways approved 100 expansion projects with an investment of 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26 under PM Gati Shakti Master Plan. Condolences pour in from a wide spectrum of society on demise of legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle. US President Donald Trump orders naval blockade of Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. India's Ayush Shetty secures silver medal at Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets. Another match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Mumbai Indians underway. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.